good evening, friends. How you doing tonight? I tell you what, that is a theme song for the masses right now. For those of you that don't know, we are broadcasting live from the Trinity Metaphysical Store at the location of... right here! That's right, we're right here, right now. So from the little song you heard, you probably remember it if some of you are dating yourselves. Well, don't worry, be happy. Tonight we're talking about getting your energy in a good place, be it with the holidays coming up. One of those things going on, you get a little bit of crazy, we get a little nuts, and we kind of get out of cahoots. So, with the gang we have here sitting across from me is...
Mercedes. That song is a DJ's nightmare. Paul.
Okay, so the new name for Paul is That Song is a DJ's Nightmare, Paul.
That's right.
And sitting next to me is the ever lovely...
Taxi.
Oh, say it with some flair, like you had a Slurpee or two in you. Nice.
I have like a half a Slurpee in me.
And I am Mark. So, let's kick the night off first with a little roundtable discussion. How are we all feeling?
Pretty good.
Great. You should be feeling great. I have sugared you two, these girls up like you would not believe.
This is definitely going to be a sight to see.
This is going to be a sight to see.
No question.
Yes, this is also going to be a topic of one of the talks later on. But first things first, Jackie.
Yes.
How do we get our energy in line? What is a good way that you would help somebody get their energy in tune?
It depends what's going on.
Oh.
So we were just actually talking about that, how to stay in a positive place, and we were just saying laugh.
Yes.
What we've been doing.
Oh, my God. Did we start out with a good laugh tonight? I tell you what. But it's true. Laughter is the best medicine. It only takes a couple muscles to smile.
Endorphins.
It only takes a couple muscles to smile, but you really have to work not frowning. Okay, everybody in Radio Land, I want you to do this. I want you to smile for me. Just like that. See the big smile we got going on? Even though this is radio, it's not really a smile. You feel that? Now frown. I want you to frown. Do you feel how much effort it takes? It does not feel right. Exactly. It does not feel right. So there's something not right with frowning. Well, guess what? That's the deal with frowning. It's just one of these deals where
it's too much work.
It's too much work, right? So let's keep that. It's too much work to be sad.
Well, it takes more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile.
I know. We were just getting at that.
Yeah.
And she got there before you.
That's why it's a lot of work.
All righty. So what else? At the Trinity Metaphysical Shop, would we do, or would somebody come in to do, to maybe get their energy in tune, Jackie?
Sometimes people just want to be in a nicer, lighter atmosphere. Feel better to just be out of their current negative situation. Some people like energy work because it relaxes them. And the ever-telling meditation that we always talk about for people to do, that's very good for getting you into a good place. But the best is to surround yourself with positive people. Because a lot of people are working in negative situations, or they have family members or friends that, you know, are more down or more somber.
it's
good
time
to
of
surround
year.
You. Yeah. And just sometimes people are going through a lot of things. After a while, it piles on you, and they don't even realize they're kind of glum and down.
All right. Well, guess what? We have a caller already. I believe it's somebody we might know. And hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Is this you?
This is me. Is this Vera?
Hi, how are you? I didn't even press one to get into the queue. I just couldn't get you online, so I was going to listen to the show. But
no, you got into the queue. You're good with that. So
how did I do that?
What's that?
I wonder how I did that. Anyway,
I would say intuition, but that was last week's show. So you know, I would think more positive.
You manifested
through the laws of attraction that you wanted to be on the show. So
astral travel.
Your finger astral travel.
There you go.
The one. So Vera, how was your night tonight?
Oh, it was wonderful.
And how are you?
I went
feeling?
Out to a wonderful dinner with my husband because he's going away for a few weeks. So
okay.
Back in to couldn't miss the show because it's all about power of positive thinking and getting your energy
in tune. And getting your energy in tune. And you had a good night tonight?
I did.
You did.
You know,
so
positive
you
energy and a martini.
Did you laugh?
Yes, I did.
See, and look
anyway.
At that. We're just talking about laugh to be the best medicine.
Yes,
well, thank you for coming. And you're gonna be a good guest tonight. All right, so we talked about a little bit about laughing. We talked a lot about laughing. What I wanted to get on to was something special that Jackie does, something special that she does for people's energy, something called a little bit of energy work. Mm-hmm. Describe it for the folks at home that might not know what it is.
So you're talking, well, I've had energy work.
Yeah, we're talking about Jackie's energy work.
What I do is I balance people's energy points. So sometimes if there's an area where they're feeling a little under the weather, or they're feeling like they're blocked, what energy work or Reiki or, you know, any form of energy healing does is it balances you and gets you into a good place. So if you feel lighter, you know, you feel better. A lot of people who have anxiety and depression respond well to it. And, you know, obviously people with physical ailments as well, but it's really good for somebody who's stressed or feeling overwhelmed. So we have, I mean, I guess it's better to ask somebody who receives it from me, you know, what does it feel like, Mercedes?
That's me. I have low serotonin levels, so because of that, it's harder for me to keep myself in a happy place. So I suffer from anxiety and major depression, and I get energy healing from Jackie, and it just, it's refreshing. You really feel it, and you, for me personally, I feel so calm afterwards, and I really feel centered, and it's just such a good thing. Anybody, well, you do that distance too, right? So if anybody needs that, call the store because, or come here if you're in the area because it was really helpful. And I know it's harder for a lot of people, especially with depression and anxiety when it gets colder. So a lot of people suffer from seasonal affective disorder, which I have like the trifecta going, but it's really helpful for me around the holidays and in the winter months when it's colder out to come and see Jackie. I've already been seeing her more often for energy work, so I definitely recommend it. Very helpful.
Can I ask what it feels like?
I think it's different for everyone, but for me personally, I go into a deep meditation when she does it, and I see my chakras realigning. Like, I watch the colors. So I don't really know what it feels like until after I'm done, but I know that I feel centered and calm afterwards, but I don't necessarily feel anything while it's happening because I go into that deep meditation. I don't know how it would be for someone else.
Everybody's different. Some people are like Mercedes where they see the colors and they can actually feel that. Some people actually feel the energy moving through them, so they can actually feel where they're kind of blocked because they cannot feel it all of a sudden whoosh, like open. Some people they feel like they're floating, or they feel, some people visit people, you know, visit crossed over loved ones. Some people go into such a deep meditative state they sleep. Everybody's different, but the main thing most of them have told me is they feel lighter, like so much lighter, like completely different, like. Just like nothing.
The pressure's off them.
Yeah.
Agreed. Like, it's like a weight has been lifted. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same answer. No matter what their experience is while they're in it, they all say the same thing when they're finished. So it is, you know, for some people like Mercedes and those who have a little tougher time, especially around this time of year, they definitely, you know, they bump up their appointments a little more. They don't miss them. But your body gets used to it. For those of you who, you know, maybe they're not like that into energy work, you definitely want to try to do something that's very relaxing and calming. And it's hard when you're upset because for some people, they feel like when they get into that quiet, calm place, they can think more and then they get more upset. And it's really just those are the people that really need to surround themselves with somebody who, you need like a buddy. The buddy system, I say, when you're in that kind of place, somebody you can like pick up the phone or text or just to give you the quick pick-me-up. We all do that all the time.
And if you don't have a life where you can sit down and, like, have that calm moment, whether it's you have a lot of children or you are a business person or, you know, whatever your situation is, get your endorphins flowing, because mm-hmm. that's the other thing that helps you on a chemical level. You have to get the endorphins flowing, so you need to exercise or have your outside time, even if it's cold out.
Relax.
Yeah,
which we've been doing for a week, and, like, every one of us is in a different place.
Like a week straight, like every day.
Well, if I'm around you, you're going to be laughing. That's just the whole package that comes in there.
I think we're all really funny together, Mark, just saying.
She's laughing before you show up, Mark.
Pretty much, yeah.
She's laughing before you show up because she's just thinking about what you're going to do before you show up.
Yeah.
That's not even intuition going.
Yeah, again, that was all last week.
Yeah.
So you brought up a good thing to talk about endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting little thing. So the holidays comes around. Everybody does lots of bacon. Everyone's going crazy. Everybody's eating out. A lot of people don't realize the effect their diet has on what's going on. Sugar, which is why, again, we're being hypocritic and slopping down some slurpees right now. Sugar is a huge, huge issue on happiness and energy.
It seriously slows you down.
Well, not even the fact that it just slows you down. It's the effect it has when you take in, like, all these things with all the sugar. Your brain is firing off like crazy. Your dopamine is getting released. Your body's saying, yay, thank you so much. It's even the same thing when you take the artificial sweetener stuff. The artificial sweetener stuff is the same way, except you don't get the dopamine release. So you, in fact, ingest more of this. Well, the more sugar you have, the more you want, and the more it's going to pack on. So you look at these holiday things, everyone's out, fast food, sodas. I mean, sugar is absolutely everywhere. It's in the bread. It's in anything you want these days. And you just got to be conscious of this, too. I mean, if you're doing a lot of shopping or doing a lot of crazy, you're eating a lot of fast food, and you know, that's incredible amounts of sugar you're taking in, you might want to change that aspect, too, and kind of straighten out yourself there. I know. And of course, Jackie's looking at the massive Slurpee.
The Slurpee.
I am immune to the effects here. Immune to them.
Folks, I don't even know what kind of drink he's slurping down. It is a nasty rainbow mix of sugar.
I'm gonna. Okay, people. Do you know what? Do you know what 30,000 grams of sucrose sounds like? Okay. There we go. That is 4 days worth of sugar right into you.
Do not do as I do.
Do not do as I do. Just listen and learn. All right. But
this is definitely not a practice what you preach section here, folks.
But
this is a complete oxymoron.
But I mean, that's all right. So no, but in all seriousness, that is a huge effect.
We're not supposed to be serious here, Mark. This is all jokes. It's all about energy release here.
Boy.
Yep.
Yeah, now are you going to text us and tell us how much of a crash you have when you go home?
Not at all.
He won't be able to text.
I'm going to go home and go to sleep. Sleep of sugary ages. But just said that, you know, if you're doing a lot of that stuff, it's going to affect you, and it's going to bring you down, too. It's not going to put you in a good place. You're going to be tired. You're just not going to be feeling yourself.
That's why you go to sleep. That's what you just said, too.
Yes, that's why you go to sleep. But, oh, and also the other thing, sleep. Sleep is another contributor. If you are running yourself ragged and you are not getting that sleep, your body is not replenishing itself, you are going to be so out of whack when it comes down to these times. Jackie, of course, Jackie's waving at me because I never sleep also.
No, I don't either. But, like, I get so little sleep, so it's hard to stay balanced.
Exactly. Now, speaking of the balancing, so before you get, Vera, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
There we go, just making sure. You're kind of quiet at that end. I hear you're making fun of me.
Not at all.
We're doing it all.
Yeah, we're doing it all. Oh, yeah.
We got it covered.
Yeah, they got it covered. All right, so a little energy healing. What else, Mercedes, what else is something we can do to keep the energy balanced?
If you're feeling in a low spot and you are telling yourself that you don't want to leave the house, that is the absolute number one worst thing you could do. Mm-hmm. You need to surround yourself with people that make you feel good and in situations that you know that you're going to have a good time. Whatever you're feeling, whatever your depression or your anxiety is telling you that you're not going to have a good time at this place, I know in your heart that you know that you are going to have a great time with these great people. So please don't don't hold yourself up in the winter or during your holiday season. Go out and see the people that love you and have a good time and laugh, because that'll help you so much.
We tell people that all the time, though. When they feel really bad or they feel like they're not in a good place, that's the time when you want to make sure you, like, kind of make that extra effort to be around, because you become what you hang around. You want to, you know, be in that energy and with those kind of people. I mean, I think we've all been there where we've kind of, sometimes you just have a bad day, but then, you know, we end up hanging out all together, and then all of a sudden we're happy, like we're laughing and smiling at the end, and we're like, oh, the whole day turned around, you know?
All right. This is a question I have for you. So what happens if we cannot get away from those people that are bringing us down? How do we
protect
ourselves?
That's when you
want to
protect your energy, yes.
Do explain. Do explain for the listeners at home.
We sage ourselves every day with, you know, I use white sage. But you can also, and I've said this before on other shows, don't drink sugar. No, I've said before on other shows to kind of protect your own energy. You want to definitely picture white light around you or that invisible bubble and say to yourself, say only the positive is going to come in, the negative is going to bounce off. And also, I know it's hard, especially if you work around these people or live around these people, but you want to try to fuzz them out. You know, you really want to try to make your own sacred little bubble there around you. And even if it's your own little area at your job, put a water fountain there, put a plant, put stones or things, that something that makes you feel good, a picture, anything that's going to be able to change your energy if you look at it, or if you smell it, or if you're around it, or it's that kind of thing. You need to make your space good. If it's your house, you want to make sure it's one, you know, your bedroom or whatever room you're hanging out in. But it's hard when you're around certain people all the time, because you're in it. You know, you're in it. So, and for some people, it's really just making a life choice and completely changing their situation in their life, you know, to not be around those kind of energies. And that's why I tell people, when you get to that point, there will come a point where you just start to filter people. Situations, people, we're all going through that. We're, you know, we're kind of cleaning house, and, you know, there's certain people, they're going to be removed out anyway once you start getting into that good place for yourself, whether you want them to or not, or whether you feel like you wish they hadn't. They're just not on that level with you. They're just going to somehow, you know, naturally or voluntarily by you, be removed. So, and I mean, I know some of us have gone through some of that stuff.
Can you elaborate a little bit on, when you talk about the workplace, setting the water out? What does that do? Or didn't you talk about the workplace things you can put
fountain?
Out? The fountain, yeah.
Because water is cleansing, and it's just the, sometimes it's listening to it, you know, just the running water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a good thing to have. A lot of people feel more relaxed and comfortable around it, and it's a cleansing, you know, type of thing to have around you.
What else could somebody, like, say somebody's stuck in a cubicle? You get your fountain going. What else can we put out here?
Plants.
Any certain type of plants? Or?
Whatever makes them feel good. Some people like flowers, certain scents they like. You could do stones. We've talked about the stones a lot on the show. Something that you like, your special thing.
What I used to do when I was in a cubicle, we were allowed to hear music with the headphones and everything. I used to get, since I love the beach, a beach CD.
Yep.
And all I would hear is the ocean. And
that's
that would
good.
Just put me in a much better, calmer place. And I'd have it so loud that no one would bother me anyway. But it just puts it puts you in a different spot. I mean, much more relaxed, and it gets you more focused. So, you know, there's many ways to get away from other negative people around you.
The junk.
Yep.
I'm big on the picture front, too. Mm-hmm. If I were to be in a cubicle, even in my car, I was just currently working a job where I was driving to see people job site to job site, and I spent most of my time riding on the highway, which, if you live in New Jersey, or pretty much anywhere, but specifically New Jersey, because a lot of people cut you off, people are very aggressive. I'm an aggressive driver myself, but to be defensive. Anyways, I keep pictures in my visor, and I almost always have my visor down because these pictures are of people that make me smile and always, you know, keep me in a positive place. But even around, like, my apartment and stuff, I have pictures all over the place because I like to be reminded of people and places and memories that make me really happy. It's helpful.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Doing everything you're supposed to.
Yeah.
What do you think, Vera?
About keeping yourself in a good. Well, I like to be outside with my horses and things. That's what makes me the calmest and the best, meditating outside. That's what I like.
Yeah, nature is good.
Yep.
Being out in the woods, being out by the water.
Water's not my thing, but being outside and being, I think twilight's a nice time. I'll go out and meditate and stay outside and listen to the horses, you know, listen to them just, there's something about listening to horses eating hay that's very comforting, very nice. It's like listening to the ocean. For me, it's mm-hmm. a real calming thing. So that's
animals
what I do.
Animals have healing properties too, don't they, Jackie? Mm-hmm. Like, I know this, my parents are big animal lovers. I'm a cat person, not specifically a animal lover per se.
Cat's an animal.
Yeah, but I don't like animals on a broad spectrum, I guess is what I'm saying. Anyways,
she's gonna
Mark.
Jump and skip over that.
My parents are huge animal lovers, and for them, like, we've always had, well, when I was younger, we had dogs, but since I was, like, 7 or 8 years old and we didn't have dogs anymore, we've always had a cat, and it's really helpful. I know when my dad gets really stressed out, he just sits down and sits with the cat and, like, pets him, and so, this sounds a little crazy, but sometimes he'll talk to him a little mm-hmm. bit, but it's just, you know, it's helpful for
They're
him.
They're calming,
so.
Though.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes, especially a cat, listening to them purr, you know, it's like having a little baby on you.
Mm-hmm.
It is just very peaceful and calming.
Well, look what they use the dogs and cats for the elderly when they bring them in for,
absolutely.
I think it was Alzheimer's treatment, where they have them as, not a rescue animal, but just as like a
therapy.
Yeah, that's always good. See, they're animal lovers too. All good times. All right, so we talked a little bit about what you can do at the workplace. We talked a little bit about energy work. Let's see, what other, Paul, what other ideas do you have for people to bring their energy in line?
Exercise.
Yes. Why are you looking straight at saying that?
Hold on.
Because of that huge slurpee.
Hold on. One more time, right? And here we go.
Definitely exercise.
He exercises his mouth.
Mm. Oh, there's no question about that. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is another topic for another day.
Just to give people a little picture of what's happening here tonight, Mark, Jackie, and I are all drinking Slurpees, and Paul has a bottle of water.
And I am a smart one.
I have one, a bottle of water, too. I got those. I'm getting down to the bottom of the Slurpee, though, and I'm not feeling so well.
But the bottle of water is not yet open.
No.
Oh, barely.
I can't get
she
any,
took a
I
swig.
Can't get past the rest of the Slurpee.
You cracked the top, and it evaporated. Look at that. Energy up, laughing already. All right, RuPaul, go on. So, exercise. Very, very, very good point.
Do whatever you feel comfortable doing, whether it's basketball, going to the gym, or just taking a walk outside, going on a treadmill, you know, whatever you feel comfortable doing. If it puts you back into a focus, go right ahead. You know, working your mouth, slurping up all the Slurpees here, whatever form of exercise you guys want to do, go right ahead. Even laughter is a big form of exercise, believe it or not,
too.
It is.
We're laughing that Slurpee right on off.
Oh, no question. We got to keep going on that. But
we have many Slurpees, though. Mark has Mongo.
Well, yeah.
Big jumbo Slurpee. The biggest Slurpee I've ever seen in my life.
Mongo love, Sheriff.
Oh, man. For me, personally, I usually play about 3 or 4 days worth, 3 or 4 days a week of basketball. And the nice thing is I've been friends with most of these guys now for like 10 or 15 years. So we can actually joke, yell at each other on the court. And then 2 minutes later, when the whole night is over, hey, you want to go to McDonald's? Because we'd burn it right off anyway. And they'd be like, yeah, sure. So you get to yell at each other. There's a lot of joking going around. There's a lot of running going around. In the end, you know, you feel better anyway. So if you can get some kind of exercise, you know, using your kids, you know, my mom used to use us as like exercise equipment all the time, even my dad, and just, you know, use the kids if you have to. try to get the kids involved if you have any kids, because that always makes it fun too.
Oh yeah, and the other thing too, I mean, you got kids and they're just kind of sitting around going, yeah. You got to look at them sitting around and start going, yeah.
Well, you know? A lot of times they're just playing video games, and they don't get to exercise a lot.
You should see the Mario Kart sessions in my house. There's plenty of exercise. There is crying and stomping and all that stuff. I mean,
I got to ask you, because you probably would get – do you get into pillow fights with your kids? Talk about thousands of calories being burned just through pillow fights
just
alone.
Just keeping up with all of them.
Oh, my God. I mean, you'd be dead, but
– we used to build a lot of forts that would – at the disdain of my wife, because it would completely destroy the living room. Especially after she just cleaned it.
That's the worst.
So we used to get into pillow fights, but sometimes somebody would get hit a little too hard.
Oh,
and
stop.
I know. And now Dyfus knocking at the door. But one of those kind of deals. Somebody ends up. There's four kids, so no matter what you do, someone's going to end up crying, even if you don't, you're not having the pillow fight.
Let me just say, I'm 23 years old, and my dad and I still pelt pillows at each other when we're watching TV, and my mom screams. She's like, "You're going to break one of our limbs. What are you doing?" But you're never too old.
Yeah, but see,
yeah.
That's
like
exercise
that.
And fun and laughing.
Yeah.
That's all of that. That's mm-hmm. why somebody who's in a lower state, you want them to be around more. You know, you don't want to be around a, hi, how are you kind of person. You want to be around, hey, how are you? How's your day? You know, you need that. You need that bubbly kind of upbeat energy around you. So if you don't have it at home or at work, you need to go somewhere where you know you do. That's what it is. Even if it's, you know, a couple times a week to start, but kind of trying to filter that more in.
Now, so back in the workplace, is there a difference between being bubbly upbeat and being super bubbly upbeat annoying and driving everybody nuts?
I think there's like a scale, and it depends on the person.
If somebody's doing that, then they're probably trying really hard to do
that. I love when people are really excited. I am a pretty bubbly personality most of the time. I do get annoyed sometimes, but I try to be bubbly and excited. I don't want to hear it, Paul. I am bubbly and excited today.
Yeah, today.
Hey, we started before you guys even got here.
Yeah, we know the story.
But I love when people are really excited about all the things that they're doing. Like when someone has a general happiness about whatever activity they're doing, it makes
mm-hmm.
me want to be involved and me want to be around them. And it helps bring my mood up. So
it's true. I mean, it's pretty much like, you know, happiness is contagious. You're happy, someone else is happy. But there's some people, you know, they're just in a bad place. You cannot bring them out no matter how hard you try. They love being
because
miserable.
That goes with what The Secret says. The more you focus on something, the more you attract it. So if you're going to focus on what's making you unhappy, what's making you not feel good, what you don't have, you're going to get more of not feeling good, of being unhappy, and having more of what you don't have. You need to flip it around.
Nice.
And change your mindset and do the opposite.
Speaking of flipping it around and changing mindset, I have a call over here. So I'm going to hit the old call button and play caller roulette. And
who's the opposite of Vera?
Hello there, caller.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello.
Mark. Hello.
Alicia, how are you? For those of us out on radio,
how are you?
This is a friend of ours, Alicia. She called in on a ghost episode a long time ago and had an absolutely wonderful, wonderful time. Also now, Alicia is very bubbly and happy like me. So this
is that possible?
Fun. It is going to be real possible.
Okay.
All
it's
right,
the drugs,
so,
Mark.
It is.
The only drug here is sugar. Public on the radio, but here we are.
You know, they want the government to regulate sugar.
No.
All right.
No. All natural, being that I am pregnant. So, yes, it's the hormones.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
so we really need to talk about getting your energy straightened out. So here you are pregnant for the holidays.
Yes.
Aren't you pissed at your husband?
Pretty much, yep. Mm-hmm.
So
pretty
so
much,
tell us now.
Yes. If it were his, then yeah, I would know. that's his best friend, by the way. So that's why it's
I know,
funny.
Right? Tell me how you keep your head straight for these times. How do you keep your energy in a good place?
Okay, sadly, no wine. Basically, you know, I love cooking, and so does my husband. So we love to cook, and really, like, entertaining can be stressful, but at the same time, I just did this today like, why am I, you know, killing myself and thinking about all this stuff? And, you know, it's really just family. And they're just glad to be there and be with everybody and have a meal cooked for them, basically, freeloaders. So I think what to make it easy is it's really just, like, getting, like, the paper products instead of, you know, do stuff easy for yourself. Like, give yourself a break. Even if you have to buy store-bought stuff, like, just that would keep – that gets my head right, because a lot of times it's the anxiety and the anticipation of,
yes,
you know, having so much work to do and so much cleanup and so much involved, and especially pregnant, because people ask me, oh, are you going to have Thanksgiving this year? You're pregnant? I'm like, yeah, you know what? Because at the end of the day, everybody brings something. I'm having paper products, and that's it, you know? And if you don't like it, there's the door. Because really,
so
I think
a mindset
people put
for you.
So much – yes, people put so much pressure on themselves. You know what I mean? I have to say, you know how the last people, you guys were just talking about how you bring negative energy to yourself. Well, this kind of, this happens a lot too, especially with, I'm not downplaying fathers, I'm really not. But there is something that's very real called mom shame. Ask your wife, Mark. Mom shaming.
Oh, what's it called?
And
here?
It's kind of like
mom shaming.
Mom shaming. It's a very real thing. And a lot of times it's people like, you know, Martha Stewart and other people that make you feel bad, like, oh, well, the kids are napping. Make this 12-course meal and don't forget the origami swans. And like, that's just crap. You know what?
I
mean,
know.
Seriously. And there are so many people like, oh, well, I brought my kids to this class and I brought my kids to do this and I brought them to do this. And it's kind of like, you know what? You don't need to put the pressure on yourself and you don't need to listen to the pressure of, like, other people. And just as much as you draw negativity to yourself, just, you know, what you were discussing with the last caller, you can also draw a lot of undue stress onto yourself that people aren't really, you know, putting on you. But if you allow it to happen, then, you know, by trying to keep up with the Joneses and trying to, you know, be the head of the PTA and try to have 20 people over for Thanksgiving when 7 will do, you know, it's, well, that's an odd number. So that would drive me nuts to have to be 8. But my point is, like, you know, you have to really calm it down too. I think that's a big thing, you know, because, you know, in pregnancy, you know, the hormones get up and everything is crazy, and then the holidays are no fun for anybody at all. So that's my take on it. Like, give yourself a break. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, and, you know, sit back and enjoy it. And if you can drink, drink.
There you go. If you can drink, drink. Well, that's a little thing there, too. But definitely, yeah, the idea about putting so much pressure on yourself, you're getting your head in a bad spot over there. Like I said, you're building up all that anxiety, and you're just getting backed up. It's not a fun thing. The mom-shaming thing, that sounds like a whole topic for another episode right there. That's
no,
pretty good.
No,
that's
your wife.
Exactly what I know. You all you see are these the nice pictures of the holidays. Everyone's all happy, everyone's all this, and you're forcing yourself, I have to be this. Just be yourself, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I think a lot of keeping yourself in a bad place, too, like a lot of social media, like I'm on Facebook, everybody in the world is on Facebook, but a lot of times people forget that people aren't posting pictures of, like, the kids just trashed the entire house and now they are got each other by the throat. They're picturing, like, look at my family at the park. You know what I mean? Like, everybody pretty and perfect. So, you know, that puts undue pressure on you, too. Like, oh, look at everyone else's family. It's perfect. And my house is a wreck. And this is great. Do you think people aren't photographing every moment of their life? Well, they are. But mostly they're not posting every, like, you know, every moment of their lives that's not, you know, not pretty and not good. They're posting, like, everything that's perfect.
Well, what about trying this? What about focusing on what is good? What about focusing on the positive things you have right now?
I think that's what a lot of people do on social media. They're posting the things that are happy for them and that make them feel good.
Some of them don't. But
I'm going to go on Facebook right now and see how many people are complaining about something on their post.
They do, but there's a lot of people who post the happy, you know, they put inspirational quotes. Like Mercedes does that all the time, which is great.
I try to.
Mm-hmm. And that's good for everybody when she does that, because I do see people comment under it saying, you know, thanks for that. I needed that. You know, I was in a bad place today. That was good. So it's nice to do those kind of things, too. That is actually uplifting for you.
Yeah.
When you do that. Every time you do something like that, inspirational, it helps you, too.
Yeah. But I mean, you look at people, ah, shopping malls, Christmas shopping. Everyone is pissed. Ugh. Everyone is upset.
Those are lines.
Be happy the fact that you have somebody to shop for. Be happy that you can actually buy for somebody. You know, be happy that you can spend a holiday with someone. Be happy that you're allowed to spend a holiday.
Be happy you have somebody
exactly.
to buy for.
So when you're stuck
be
in
happy
this rut,
that,
just don't worry,
go
be
ahead,
happy.
Yeah.
Just like the
so
song.
I was gonna say, be happy that Cyber Monday you get a lot better deals and you don't have to leave your house because everything is free shipping right to your door. How about that?
Oh,
no lines.
Don't even
leave
get started on that.
No parking.
Don't even get me
it's much better.
Thinking of the other one. No, but again, just
much better.
Be happy for what you have. Look at what you have. Focus on all the good things that you have. And exactly, yes, scream it. Scream it to the world, little dude. You, what you want to do is you want to be so happy for this. I hear him. All right. So, Alicia, I want to say thank you. Thank you for joining in.
You're welcome.
And keep listening in. Be good with the kids. Tell the husband I said hi when you get home. Stay away from the booze until the baby
will.
Pops out. All right. And say hi to mom for me, too.
I will.
Right, thank you.
My love to your family. Happy holidays, everybody. Bye.
You too. Happy holidays.
Bye.
All right. So that's the whole thing. Be upbeat. Focus on some positive ideas. Now, I had a couple of the callers lined up, but scheduling conflicts have gotten into it. But one of the other things I wanted to talk about was massage therapy. And I know Paul's looking at me again with that steady face. And
this one's all you.
We're not talking about we're talking about good massage therapy. Vera, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, chime in on this one. Actual massage therapy. We're talking like moving the tissue around. Have you done stuff like that? Received stuff like that?
Moving the tissue around.
Well, the deep tissue massage. You know, you're getting in there, they're moving around and
moving the Kleenex.
Yeah, what Erin used to do, what Chloe used to do, because Erin was Chloe supposed to call and talk a little bit about that, but she's kind of busy with a client right now. She got one last minute. So, trying to bring this on.
I used to go for massages once a week.
Well, cool. Tell us about it. Tell us about the massage and how you felt afterwards and just kind of like the balancing effect on you.
Well, it was a great I really liked shiatsu, which is really kind of where it's very vigorous and they move you. It's a very, I don't want to say harsh, but it's kind of
moving tissue.
Energetic and anyway you can actually it's like it hurts so good kind of thing but I used to love it. I haven't done it in a while. And Erin who was the person doing the chair massages this weekend
this week at the Upper Green Lake Firehouse Company No. 5? That was a new girl, Chloe, a new friend.
Chloe, all right. And she's like, I think you need a massage. So I think I have to find a massage therapist and treat myself for the holidays. But, yeah, it certainly helps with tensions and feeling good and keeping yourself together and aligned physically and spiritually, I think, too. I think when you feel good, everything else, you know, kind of falls in line. So it's a pretty wonderful thing. Do you go for massages, Mark?
Unfortunately, no.
I do.
Have you ever
I
had
do every
one?
Once in a while.
See? Yes. And then we will get to Paul. No.
In what country?
Earmuffs. Not that show. All right, but Paul, you have experience with this.
Well, usually when I do the holiday shopping, you're walking around the mall and you see a lot of the Oriental massages being, being charged and whatnot. So it's nice to just go in, relax. I get a 30-minute massage, and before I even start shopping, and then when I get the massage done, I'm ready to go, because for the most part, I already know what I need to get everybody. But it is dealing with the people, and it's dealing with the lines, and I'd rather be relaxed instead of tense like everyone else is. So you may as well treat yourself if you're going to help others as well. So
you know what a lot of people are stressing already about too? It's more the financial end of the holidays. You know, the ones who are really tight, they're so stressed on like what they can buy or what they have to buy. And I always tell them that's not what like, we go through this. That's not the purpose of the holidays. It's not what you buy. It's who you have with you. It's what you give them, even if it's a service. Even if you give them a little piece of paper that says, you know, I'll give you a massage, or, you know, I'll cook you dinner. It doesn't matter. And I think people, they stress on that so much that it makes them so anxious, and it makes them physically sick.
If you have trouble spending money, if you don't have a lot of money for Christmas presents, one of the things that a lot of people do is a secret Santa.
Mm-hmm.
One gift for each relative, and you just go around and around. Instead of buying 7, 8, 9, 10 gifts for everyone, you do one gift for that one person. And if that doesn't work, you get them a gag gift. And a gag gift is whatever it is.
A lottery ticket.
Lottery ticket, whatnot.
Yep.
For example, last year, I didn't know what to get my sister whatsoever. And she didn't know what to get me. We just, it's like, okay, gag gifts. Just do it that way. I have always made fun of my sister when there's a big fat profile picture of her forehead right there in her head. And I'm like, oh, there's my new dartboard. So what does she do as a gag gift? She puts a picture of her drinking wine with a big bullseye right there and says, Merry Christmas. That was one of the best gifts I have ever gotten in years. Now, for my sister, she's a big Luke Bryan fan. Big country music guy. Every girl loves him, like whoever's into country. There is a shirt that says, all I want for Christmas is Luke Bryan's butt. So for $15, you go to one of those t-shirt places right in the mall. You get the exact same shirt that she wanted. She opens it up again. Absolute hysteria. She loves it. Christmas is made. You don't have to spend lot of money.
I also like to make gifts.
I was just
going to
say, hand make or bake or something like that.
Yeah, a really good one. Actually, my roommate did this for a bunch of us one year. She put like the ingredients to make sugar cookies in a mason jar and then got really nice ribbon and attached the recipe for the sugar cookies. But I love to be creative like that. And I one year went to antique stores and I got these little really ornate looking, pretty dainty looking teacups, and for all my friends I made teacup candles. So I went to a craft store and got plain wax for really cheap, and then if you use food coloring or wax dye, you just melt the wax and you pour it into the teacup, and they all got teacup candles, and it was really cute and really inexpensive. And for those of you that are crafty like that, I really recommend going on Pinterest, because you find
a lot of people.
That's where
that.
I find a lot of those ideas from.
I used to make ornaments for people
and,
you know, personalize them and things. And my kids did that for their teachers for years, and everybody loved that. It was personal, but it was nice, and it was inexpensive.
All right. We got another caller on the air. Let's hit the old mystery button and take a shot at this. Hello, caller.
Well, I'm not much of a mystery, Jackie. It's Gene. How are you?
Oh. Hi, Gene.
How are
Happy
you?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very
Gene.
Much.
Happy birthday
thank,
today.
Thank
right.
you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'm getting up there. I've actually been trying, probably since the last time I came in to see Jackie, to do a little bit more in the way of positive thinking and repeating to myself certain things, certain positive phrases for things that I desire, and I try, and I say them as if I already have them, okay? Not like I want this, I hope for this. I just say this is this, this is this, this is this. I sort of try and call it in by just saying it is, it already is. And I try and do that a couple times a day, and I catch myself thinking sometimes during the day that, yeah, I am that. Maybe not quite, but, you know, it's the opening the door, I think, to bring that in that I think is you know, starting to work a little bit in some aspects, but I find it to be pretty useful, actually.
He's doing the secret.
It is.
Well,
it's
yeah,
true.
I had an ex-girlfriend that turned me on to the secret, and evidently I didn't know what the secret was with her, but she said, here's the DVD, watch this, here's the book, read this. I'm like, that's interesting. And Jackie reminded me of all that. So, excuse my little cough. It's I find it to be actually working. And even on the subject of stress relief, I've never actually had like a full massage. But I see some establishments on the Atlantic City boardwalk that would be more than happy to, you know, offer a massage to you, but I don't know that those are totally reputable places that I'd want to be caught in. And occasionally, there's
where are they located?
Atlantic City Boardwalk, not too far down from Caesars.
Plug it into the GPS right now.
There you go. Well, you know, just go look for the Tappy place, the Freilinger's. It's not that far from there. I just took a walk one day when I was down in AC. It was a nice summer day. I walked down. I said, really, this is down here too? Damn. Yeah, I guess, you know, different strokes. No pun intended, but... it was interesting. I just find that sometimes there's one guy at work that really knows how to crack a good back, and one of the tech guys, and I'll say, can you do me a favor? Can you just crack my back? Even sometimes after that, I'll even notice like a pitch change in my voice like a little bit, and I can breathe a little bit better. So I'm thinking maybe I need to see a chiropractor too, just to get all this stuff, you know, loosened up and out of the way. But I think a lot of it deals with just making, taking sort of what you're talking about before, taking, but only not with people, but taking like little things physically that might be blocking things and either adjusting them so that they let these things through, or just finding a way to get rid of them in general, in total.
The cracking in the back. I had a buddy of mine, Dr. Greg, won't say his last name, chiropractor, and one of the things he talked about was posture, of all things. Posture just making you feel better, just standing the right way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And sometimes, like, I have a really bad tendency when I'm in bed watching TV to sort of slouch. Or sometimes even at work, I'll slouch down in my chair, and if I catch myself doing that, I'll pick myself up and try and hold my shoulders. Even when I'm walking down the hallway, I'll try and like sort of lift myself up, so to speak, from like the top of the head, because when I went to acting school, one of the things they taught me was about standing, you know, it lined up, you know, try to line this up. And when you walk like you're carrying a bowl of water in your hips and try not to spill it. And it's amazing how that worked. Sometimes didn't practice it, but the more I think about it, the more I try to pick myself up, the better you actually feel, because what you're doing is you're lining everything up, and you can breathe better because you're not sort of constricting your airways and so forth, and it really works out well. So if you can think to, like, lift your shoulders, you know, and maybe try and just align yourself a little bit better, even that'll work, because then your muscles will sort of remember that position.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep, a little muscle memory on there.
It'll
be easier to keep you there. Like I read in George Harrison's first wife, Patty Harrison, wrote a book about her life in general and being with, of course, George Harrison and Eric Clapton. And one of the things that she said in there, because she always had to, when she became a model, she had such a good form. She said because her mother always used to say to her, Patty, sit up straight and put her hand behind her back, you know, to sort of make her feel where she wanted her to sit. And eventually it just became natural. She just sort of went into that position. And even a couple years ago when she came to Beatlefest, I mean, she was like, boom, you know, right there. So you can tell it works.
It does. All right. Well, I'm going to say thank you very much. We have another caller on the line.
Thank you very much.
We're going to plug in.
Hi,
thank
Gene.
You, Gene. Thank
bye
you for
bye,
calling
Jeff.
In, Gene.
No problem.
Happy birthday.
Thank
All right,
you.
So the next caller we have here, who are you? Hello, caller. And that caller left. Vera, are you still? Hello, Vera.
Yes, you're going in and out on my phone, but that's okay.
There you are.
We lost our call.
Vera, were you hitting the wine a little too much there?
Yeah,
what?
She was.
So,
I didn't just... And I've been listening to the whole show here, so.
He's right, you have been listening.
Yes,
very
I
intently
have.
The whole time. There will be a test tomorrow.
Yes, there will.
anything to add on about Gene right there, what he was talking about? Even this little posture sometimes helping out?
I think yoga is the key, actually. Everybody I know yoga. I think yoga is
yoga.
A great to release your tension, and also keep your posture. What?
I was going to mention that before, Vera, so thanks for bringing it up.
All right.
Because I sleep with a roll-up towel on my shoulder blades to keep the arch in my back, because I have a tendency to, when I walk, to be bent over. So if I sleep on my back with this little roll under my shoulder blades, when I wake up in the morning, I'm already standing straighter, so I have better posture for the day. So that's my little secret.
All righty. We have somebody else to bring in here, somebody new. Hello there.
Hey, is it me?
Oh, my.
Yes,
look who that is.
You. How you doing, Charlie?
Hey, how are you?
Golden, golden, golden. Good to hear you calling in. All right. So
hey,
we're
I'm
talking
missing
about
something
keeping...
here.
What are you missing?
I just dialed in because I was a little late, and I'm sorry about that. I wanted to get in a lot earlier than this, but you're talking about... posture?
What are we talking about?
What are you talking about, posture?
Well, actually, yeah, posture. A friend of mine, Dr. Greg Chiropractor, talked about...
he doesn't know what we're talking about. Staying in a positive mindset.
Staying in a positive mindset.
Mark's talking about boobs.
I'm talking about...
If I see a woman bending over, I'm in a positive mindset.
For once, I'd say no. We're talking about quickly. You mentioned posture. Jimmy was talking the same thing. How posture could affect your energy flow,
yeah,
and can affect how you feel.
Oh, okay. I was off base on that. You're absolutely right. It's just like it's not only posture though. I work in sales, and what they say is put a mirror on your phone and smile at the mirror and then make a call, because the person at the other end can hear the smile and it changes your attitude while you're talking.
Very
so, I mean,
true. Very true. We were saying,
know,
before how
there's a lot to be said for just having the mental stability and ability to make you do what you need to do. Like I heard Vera saying that, you know, she adjusts her back when she's sleeping at night, and she gets up and she's a lot better. Well, you know what? The mental attitude is what puts you at the elevation where you want to be. So if you can do that, yeah, you're going to change your attitude real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, here's something that we haven't touched on yet, and you'd be good to talk about this one. Meditation. Meditation,
oh, yeah,
to get one's head in the right spot. Now, for psychic development, we do meditation every time, and it kind of gets us in the mood for a little psychic action there. But even meditation just to keep your mind straight, just to keep your head straight, just to get you in those proper flows, I mean, that's one of the greatest things we can do.
I think you're 100% right there. We have class at Trinity Metaphysical in Hamburg, New Jersey. 973-209-7070 every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock for about an hour and a half. And it's very inexpensive, so anybody who would want to go should really go. But the idea here is that we have meditation. We start the class off with meditation. And
yeah,
you know what? The meditations that Jackie leads us through have been... inspirational is not the right word. I don't want to say that. Maybe it's a leading. The inspiration has been leading us to where we want to be. And when you do meditation, whether it's in the class to get to where you want to be for that class, or if it's just a personal thing to elevate your vibrations, I mean... It's a phenomenal thing, and you can meditate just about anywhere, right, Jackie?
Oh yeah, it's better to be in a obviously a little bit more quiet place, but that's
mm-hmm.
why I tell people if it's not really quiet at home, and even if they go to the food store or something, if they leave like 10 minutes earlier and can either, you know, go to a park or a quiet area, or even if they have to sit in the parking lot with their earphones on, it's good for them to get a little bit of quiet time.
Yeah.
If they can't do it.
You know, it's kind of funny. I went to the I went to the store the other day, actually it was yesterday, and I went to pick up some stuff that I had ordered. And as I'm getting out of my car to walk over to the store, I see this woman at the car next to me just getting into her car. So, you know, she doesn't look at me. I don't, you know, I noticed her. But I walk past her and I go into the store and I get my stuff. And I must have been in there maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And I come out. And as I'm approaching my car, obviously her car is still next to mine. And she's got her head, what looks to be like she's slumped over on the steering wheel. And I go over to the door and I go, I knock on it and I go, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? And she immediately jumps up and looks at me and she rolls down her window and she goes, oh, my workout wasn't that bad. I survived it and I'm okay. She says, but I was just meditating. And I was like, wow, what a great idea. Not only can you meditate beforehand, you can meditate after you do it. You can meditate any time during the day. And I bet you if you did it multiple times during the day, it would change your entire attitude. And, you know, who can't get along with a better attitude, right? I mean, Mark, come on. How about you?
Oh, I'm always in a bad mood. It's true, you know. That, the better attitude you have towards anything just starts off anything right.
Absolutely.
You jump into something with a can-do attitude, and even if it's a difficult task, you're going to find it's going a lot better. Oh, heck of a lot better there. But now, when you're talking about meditation right now, this is for Vera and Jackie now. Are there different types of meditations?
All different types of meditation.
Well, do tell.
Many.
You, beautiful woman, you.
There's a lot.
Are you kidding? We could be here for another hour. What's wrong with you?
That's the plan. We got listeners here.
A balancing one, slurpees. A relaxing one, a guided one. You know, one's for spirit guides, one for regression. There's one for, you know, loved ones who have passed.
All right. So
ones for money. There's ones for, they're endless.
Okay.
And you can YouTube them for free.
You can. That's even better. But for the average listener at home that does not have the collective knowledge of metaphysical perfectness that our group has right here, which is completely the wrong words.
Wow.
But I know, right? That's the slurpee kicking in again.
You bet.
What can someone do as a novice meditator at home?
I would say listen to one on YouTube, like a guided one, like start with a 10-minute one and, you know, work from there. If it's somebody who has a hard time meditating, that eventually they'll get into it, but not to give up the first time they do it if they feel like, you know, they couldn't concentrate. Because that's the thing, you're trying too hard. And it's really hard for some people to relax their mind.
Edgar Cayce, the website for Edgar Cayce, they also have guided meditations that are really good.
Yeah.
And some of the shamanic websites have drumming meditations that are quite good, that the steady beat of the drum, you know, helps you with the theta waves, gets your brain waves very rhythmic and will put you into a theta state really easily too. So like there's all, like Jackie says, there's all types of meditation. And the guided meditations are really good for people that don't think they can meditate because they concentrate on the words and they don't have to, they're not constantly trying to make their mind empty. They're actually embracing the words that are being said and using them to create their imagination and their meditation. So I like the guided meditations for people.
And just for a little clarification for those playing the home game, guided meditation is when it's read to you or spoken to you and someone will tell you what to do. Someone
that's
will
a
tell
guided
you,
one,
tell,
yeah.
Exactly. As opposed to your own is your own. You're going to the state and you're taking the journey yourself. The guided is someone's kind of pushing you along or easing you through this whole transaction here. Paul's looking at me again.
They're not telling you exactly what to see, but they're saying, you know, you go to the to a field and you look out and you know, you're seeing things that you want to see. So you're in your mind, you're supplying the things that you're seeing. So it's not so rigid, but there's an imagination component to it. But it's the way to get novice meditators involved and invested in the
process a little bit more easily, I think.
And for some who just want to, who just have that need to relax, sometimes just putting on your favorite songs.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just to get yourself, just quiet music, oh, yeah. Just to get yourself started, just to get you in that relaxed state is the best way to go
you
sometimes
start
too.
Start your day that way, it's completely different because I'm just going to do a little tidbit from this morning. I just, and everybody's going to laugh at me because this is just my,
we've been laughing at
my
you all
secret
night.
Guilty pleasure, so don't laugh, but I like Anne-Marie, and this morning I spent the whole morning getting ready singing. I had Anne-Marie on my phone, and I sang the whole time I was getting ready, and I came to work in a completely different place because singing makes me feel good. So for some people, that's really good. It's just a way to feel, but I know, don't laugh because it's Anne-Marie, but
I'm
just
not
saying. I don't even know if you know who Anne-Marie is.
I know.
Wow. See? She shot at you before I did.
No,
how does that feel?
Most people don't know who she is. My kids
know
don't
who
know.
She is. My mom was Anne-Marie.
Oh, see? Oh, my mom!
I grew up with that type of
thing.
Yeah.
She's
what?
OG.
He doesn't know
she?
Who she is? You don't know who Anne-Marie is, Charlie?
I think Charlie's being facetious.
Anne-Marie?
No.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she
oh
lives.
Oh my God!
That, she's that lady. She lives down the street. She got. She got that car.
She was a country singer.
Yes.
But anyway. Oh my God! A N N E M U R R A Y. Look her up. Anyway, I was just trying to say that made me feel good, and that's what I sang this morning, the whole morning, and it. You know,
I thought you were saying Anne Marie.
All the time.
Oh yeah.
Anne-Marie, that's my aunt.
Hurry, Murray.
Oh, God.
I was saying Anne Curry.
Like playing Wiley Nelson instead of Willie Nelson.
Wiley Coyote.
That's it. He sings.
Who was the other guy now? That, you know what? That's a country western episode right there. Talk a little bit about meditation. Talk a little about energy work. Talk about massage. Vera quickly touched on her shamanic stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay,
I love
it. Just make sure.
I'm there. I'm here. The drumming meditations are wonderful. I think they're very healing, you know?
You know what? I don't think Paul knows exactly what goes on with this. Describe the drumming meditation for Paul.
Well, the ones that I do are I start with different beats and I guide a meditation and I make the beats coincide with what I'm telling them to experience. So if I'm telling people that they're going into the Mother Earth, I'm making it like a heartbeat. And if I tell them they're going to travel down a river, then I make it like a three beat so that it feels like water. And I do so I have the drumming coinciding with what I'm telling them that they're seeing. So it's a little, it's different frequencies and different beats, but it sometimes helps people to concentrate on the message and the type of meditation that you're doing.
Nice. So you're talking about like, you know, the guys in the rowing the boats and beating the drums, like little kids beat tether balls around the thing. Yeah. Little beat there, or something like that. I mean,
well played. Well played.
I'm just breaking some chops here. Trying to get some laughs out of some people. Because again, laughter
always definitely working.
Laughter was the best way to get your energy in tune right there.
Speaking of laughter and having a good time, when you get with Christmas, go out for New Year's. Go out dancing. Go out, have a good time. You know, if you had a great Christmas, go out anyway. Go do karaoke. God, to see you do karaoke would be amazing. I would personally find an Anne Murray
karaoke
CD just to see you.
Jackie and I are supposed to sing Pat Benatar.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, that's
Love is a Battlefield or Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Actually, I sang Love is a Battlefield. And that's a couple of Pat Benatar songs when I was in a band. So
yes. Go out for New Year's. Enjoy yourselves. Have a good time. Start off the new year on a right note.
Absolutely. I always have a dinner party for my friends for New Year's Eve. I don't go out because it gets a little crazy with people, and then you have to coordinate how to get home and la, la, la.
But that's the fun part.
No. But when you're already in your home and you're having
a good time with the people that already love you. So that's my preference for New Year's Eve.
Cool. What do you do, Mark?
I like to open up the bills after Christmas and laugh. You would think you're getting this money. No.
That's one way to look at it.
For me, I am a sick and twisted individual.
Really?
No.
I have no idea, Mark.
No.
So I try not to let it bother me because it just doesn't let it bother me. I actually, again, this is horrible now because I'm going to open my soul. One of my favorite things to do during Christmas is go to malls.
And?
Sit down and smile.
That's creepy. Do you have a slippery with you too, Dad?
No. I take my white van with no windows, and I bring puppies. No. But
that's
I,
smart.
We are losing the show, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Now, quick.
Wow.
What I mean by that is you see people going absolutely nuts with the hustle and bustle. You see people freaking out because they can't buy their Xbox. They're waiting in line. They got to buy this. They didn't buy that. They got to get for this. This person got them this. They have to get back. I just sit back and smile and just enjoy the fact that I can. And sometimes.
Are you done with
you
your shopping,
smile,
though?
Or that you
are
can
you,
buy?
Yeah. I'm done with my shopping.
Or are
I'm
you
done
laughing
my,
at the people who are rushing around being nuts?
On the inside, yes. On the outside, I'm smiling. No, I'm done with my shopping like 3 months ago. But the fact that I can just do that, and maybe somebody sees me sitting back just enjoying the day. Maybe they say, you know what, he's smiling, so maybe I should smile too. Maybe someone says, okay, this guy's creepy.
No.
I'm calling Homeland
no.
Security.
No, anyone walking around shopping sees a person smiling, they hate you.
Yeah.
They hate you because they know you're done.
I talk to people like when I'm waiting in line with people or my – I have worked a lot of retail jobs. I worked in a grocery store. It was my first job. I worked there for 5 years. When I was living in Delaware, I worked in a Pier 1 and an American Eagle. So I know what it's like to be on the other side of the register, having to understand what the people who are shopping and coming up to you go through. And I love to talk to cashiers and try and, like, make them smile a little and help brighten their time because a lot of people that are working retail and are behind the register are working, like, 12-hour shifts,
yeah.
Especially
they
during
the most
holidays.
Stressed.
But they also
it's
see
rough.
The mean people and the nice people.
They're
yeah.
dealing with you on an everyday basis.
Everybody's different, though. Some people like being, like, I hear people say they like going to the mall because they like that holiday spirit.
I do.
And then you've got the people that hate it because they're affected by, like, they let the other bull and other energies kind of affect them. But I don't agree with, I know a lot of people like to shop online because it's easier, more convenient, but I still recommend people getting out and being out doing things and, you know, just being around in the atmosphere because it is. It's, you know, it's supposed to be holiday cheer.
Holiday cheer is not pressing up against a glass wall waiting to
I'm not
get
saying
in
that.
On the dark.
I'm saying
oh, yeah.
don't. I'm saying don't yeah. not go out just because it's holiday.
Oh
time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time.
That's what people do wrong.
I mean, you see the snow piled up. You see the malls all decorated nice. I mean, you're just driving in the car like Callie and I used to get out, driving in the car going shopping, just listening to Christmas music. I'm like, you know, we're away from the kids. It's just mm-hmm. us. Enjoy this little moment right here.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's something so special about Christmas time and the holidays and family and seeing everything decorated, and I personally love it. I do complain about holidays coming too quickly, like don't rush Christmas, let's get through Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
But I love the holiday season. I think it's so great. It makes me very happy.
They had Christmas out before Halloween this year.
That's
I have
kind of ridiculous.
Banned my children from singing Christmas songs unless they're practicing through the Christmas show.
The Hallmark Channel.
So. Yeah.
Had their first Christmas movie November 1st.
Wow.
See, November 1st.
Do you remember celebrating Thanksgiving as a kid, decorating the house? I remember decorating the house with the corn and this and that. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, that actually happened.
Yeah.
Now
it used
like,
to.
Yeah. Well, isn't that so we can go for shopping Christmas? No. You got together with your family and you were kind of happy.
Yeah.
I
mean, for me and my family, it was like
enjoyable.
It was, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. It was football. We were all playing football outside. We were throwing the kids in the leaves. They were having a great time. And then it was breakfast. But then we all got ready for whoever family members were showing up. And it was always a great time for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
But some people, they skip right into Christmas.
It's It's not a good thing. It's not a happy place. They're not giving
they're
themselves.
Jumping, yeah, they're jumping too far ahead.
Get stressed.
They're not living in the now.
They are. They're living in the.
That's
oh,
right.
What if?
They are not living in the now.
Awesome.
Good save.
So live in the now. Take it one day at a time.
Or seven.
If you have that giant Slurpee, yes, you're able to do 7 days.
He's still working on that.
Oh, no, he's almost done. He's done a good job of that.
So
it's been an hour and 10 minutes.
And I still have Slurpee here. I'm going slow.
Don't
I know.
It.
We haven't
you
heard
you
the.
Have, you have to nurse it.
We haven't heard the bottom of the cup.
Diabetic coma.
Okay.
there's another thing I wanted to bring up that we haven't talked about yet. Again, I had another caller lined up, but due to scheduling conflicts, we could not get her. Scented oils or aromatherapy? Calming scents. Mm-hmm. Certain smells that just bring you back, even if it's just not aromatherapy, certain smells that bring back happy memories.
Or relax. Baking. Like the Young Living
Baking.
Oils, there's oils that actually, they go into your bloodstream, like when you put them on. So it's you can feel relaxed. You can feel de-stressed. You can have less pain. So for some people, they like to work with the oils because they're an actual healing agent for them.
Mm-hmm.
As a lot of people, once the winter and cold weather hurts and they are in physical pain, that adds to their stress and depression and their anxiety.
Well, look at lavender. Lavender is a well-known scent to calm people down. They have lavender in bubble baths. I remember actually I bought that for the wife one time. She's like, I hate lavender. I'm like, I thought I was doing something good. But it's just a very calming, soothing thing.
It is.
It is. Now, what about when like smells bring you back to a happy place?
Oh, for Mercedes can relate to this then. Probably in my house, if there are certain cookies not baked for the holidays, all hell breaks loose. It's no longer Christmas. There'll be death. Someone will die. There's like, if there are chocolate chip cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies, sugar cookies, prune cookies, honey cookies, like you name it, if it's not baked and they can't smell it, there's going to be death in the family. And we say that with much love and respect, but it's just a standard. You got to have it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even just like, what was that? Remember that Werther's original commercial where you see the lady, she goes back in. She goes inside and she has like the piece of chocolate. She's like 12 years old again. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's that same thing. It brings you back to a happy, carefree time when you didn't have all this stuff going on.
Right. It was the simple things in life.
It is the simple things in life. Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good. I'll just see. Chime in on this. I mean, is there anything that you remember that now when you see it just triggers that in your mind and brings you back
just,
somewhere?
I like the smell of the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like, just the pine or the whatever type we get. I just like that. It's just that kind of a smell where it's weird. Mercedes is right. It's almost like there's like a scent in the air when it's holiday time. And,
yep.
You know, and then it changes when the holidays are over. It's, you know, and it is, I think for some people, it is the fact that they do get kind of excited. They love Christmas. A lot of them, at least that come through the store, it's a little bit different because they are more spiritual. They really are connected in the actual spirit of the season, not the necessary, I have to get the gifts or I have to do this.
Yep.
It's more the family and that kind of thing. So it's a little bit different for us. So it is a little bit more nicer.
I have a sister who used to call it the feeling. You just get that feeling. You feel like you're back there, right then and there. And it just brings it all back.
And there were good times.
They're always good times. And that's something
Sometimes
else you
can do,
too.
Sometimes that's a good thing, is remembering your, you know.
You read my mind. Get out of my mind.
That was last week.
Telepathy. Tell me what I'm thinking about right now.
We all know what you're thinking right now. Oh, man.
You know what, though? Actually, we tried that. So, Jackie, tell me what I'm thinking about right now. She said, I'm like, oh, man. But, yeah, going back to those times when you're happy. I mean, create that place. Use those memories. Bring them back. You know, surround yourself with them. If you're upset, go back to that happier time. Feel a lot better, even just for a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we covered a bunch of stuff.
Where'd
tonight.
Charlie go? Did he hang up?
Charlie dropped out.
That was quick.
I know, right? It's all right though. Things happen. All right.
Charlie, you left us.
So we talked about a little bit the laws of attraction, thinking positive for positive benefits and positive actions towards you. Talk a little bit about meditation. Talked about Vera's shamanic drum circles.
Cleansing.
Yes.
Yes, a little bit of that scented oils. Talked about energy work and cleansing. Talked about some deep tissue massages, some diet. Talked even about posture. Is there anything else? Anything else that we're missing tonight?
Family.
Family.
Well, that family,
but
friends.
The people around you,
Make sure if you have a family that's not so healthy for you, that friends that feel like family, or that you would, you know, they might not be blood, but they're definitely family. You definitely want to, you know, surround yourself with them as well. I think a lot of people focus on that at this time of year, that maybe they lost a lot of their family. They don't really have much family. Maybe they feel lonely. Maybe they feel like they don't have anybody, especially if they're not in healthy family relationships. And I think they really need to stop and think about, okay, just because maybe I have friends, maybe I have this around me, maybe I have work coworkers, and they are, you know, we are close. They are like family. They have to stop thinking so much about the fact that maybe somebody is not blood related, or and definitely getting out of that being alone type of mindset, because that adds to it.
Yeah, it does. And it's, and again, like you see a lot of these holidays, they're always, you always see the family. I mean, you don't have the family there. Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, if you've lost family, the holidays are tough. And I lost family members.
Yep.
During the holidays, right through them. So right through Christmas and New Year's. So for some of us, it's a tougher time of year, because you it's more like right there, you know, in your face, kind of, that's when you lost somebody. And there's others who just don't have them anymore, and they're missing them. And it's just knowing, you know, appreciate or be grateful, you know, and happy for what you do have around you. Like Paul said, living in the now.
Yeah.
And anybody who crossed over wouldn't want you to be in a bad place every time, you know, the holidays came around. I know my family wouldn't.
What about karma as a way of straightening yourself out, doing good deeds for others, helping others, having a conscience? But no, you see what I'm getting at? I mean, doing something for other, like paying it forward, giving somebody else that good feeling and seeing that in there, would that balance you out? Would that push you over to that positive side?
Yes.
I think it would help you feel it. But I think what the thing with people with that is, it's very hard for people to give without feeling like sacrifice, right? You're supposed to give, as the secret says, give because you want to, not having a feeling of sacrifice. So when you feel like you owe, like when you feel like somebody owes you, or you feel like somebody, you keep score, that's a good way of wording it, then that's when you're giving, feeling like you're sacrificing. I mean, you're not supposed to do that. If you're truly giving from the heart, you're just doing it. You're just doing it because you want to, or like you just said, paying it forward, or just to give, just to be there, just to care, just to love. It's very hard for people to do that. I always say don't offer, though. Don't offer if you can't do that, because then it just makes a big mess. And you can't, especially at this time of year, it's really hard for people. I see things, though, all the time where people are, they'll be in line at a Dunkin' Donuts, and they'll buy the person behind them their, you know, whatever they ordered, they pay for it.
That.
And that's really nice. You know, that's like really nice.
I do that at the drive-thru a lot.
Yep.
I'm going to Red Lobster.
For the holidays, it's usually called a Secret Santa.
Yeah, you were talking about that before, yeah.
Just making someone's day and them not knowing who it came from, that's the best. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can help out a family in any way, shape, or form, you know, whether it's Christmas presents, whether it's food on the table, or whatnot, whatever puts a smile on their face and they don't know who it's from, that's the biggest positive you can give.
So do you mean something like an anonymous donation to the Trinity School of Metaphysics?
A huge under anonymous would be phenomenal.
So for those of you, in Radio Land, that are looking for a way to feel better about oneself or better about yourself, or just a little boost in the old karma.
And we are living in a now, so that would be helpful as well.
It's funny, especially in this field and in this business, the instant karma is fast, like right now. Like, that would be really good karma for somebody like that.
Oh, yeah. And again, for those of you listening, if you actually look on the episode info page, you will see a link to our Indiegogo campaign. Just a little bit helps. A lot helps a lot more, but give what you can.
But what would they be helping with?
They're going to help us start the Trinity School of Metaphysics. This is going to be, as Jackie stands up and walks behind me. Yeah, you okay? Posture. Posture. Posture.
Something like that.
Where are you going? Another Slurpee? Oh, she's getting some information. What we're looking at doing is expanding the current Trinity store into the next store. We're going to create a non-profit educational institute that is going to help change lives. A lot of the classes that we offer here, a lot of the psychic development, ghost hunting, and all those good things, we might be offering online to this school. It's going to be a learning center. We will be. It's going to be a learning center where people can come in and teach. We're looking at expanding maybe 20, 30, 40 jobs in the area, just teachers alone. Going to help the community. A lot of the classes here will be online, so you can do distance learning, which would be a wonderful thing. But the only thing is that we cannot do it without help from our friends and help from others. Remember, karma is good. Instant karma is better. If you go on the page, you can see for donations, for those of you local, you can pick some kind of perks and talk about instant karma for that. All right, so what we need here, what it's going to do is it's going to help the rental fees, utilities, and all that. It's going to help the startup expenses because we do have to get into the space. We do have to get the space ready, and that's going to cost money. It's going to cost money for the blood-sucking lawyers.
Gentle.
We really want to be a nonprofit.
Gentle.
I was waiting for Vera to laugh.
But that's also because we want to incorporate as a nonprofit.
Exactly. All right. It's going to pay for remodeling costs because the next door, while it does look nice for karate studio, is not set up for a metaphysical learning lab. Signage. We got to let people know where we are and what we're doing. And, of all things, advertising, because we cannot project into everyone's minds, only those willing to receive. So for those not trained yet, we have to actually give them the old visual stimuli there. So that's what it's going to be. And probably hiring some staff full-time, those of you looking for work in the area. All right. So go on there. Little donation, $5 is great. $50 is wonderful. $500 is outstanding. $5,000 is awesome sauce. Go on there. Go on there. If you donate enough for a perk, pick a perk. It's a good way to do it. All right.
Yeah,
so
tell them what our perks are.
Oh, what are you? All right. So you get your name on a donor wall. You get free readings. You get energy healing. You get, let's see. We're doing what else? Distance healing.
Free discounts, classes.
Yes, distance healing. All right. So what happens if, again, the holidays, we're all a little strapped for cash, if you can't help us out monetarily? What can you do besides sending good thoughts? Well, what you could do is, again, click on that link, the Indiegogo link that's on our page right now, and share it on your social media sites. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Put it in a card and mail it. Get the word out.
Hey, we're on Twitter now.
We are now, yes, we are in 2007, people. We are on Twitter.
2007?
That's when Twitter started.
Holy what,
we're
Jackie?
We're a little bit behind.
But,
and we're Trinity Meta.
Yeah, we're Trinity Meta.
That's
awesome. So that is our quick shameless plug for what we're trying to do. I wouldn't really say shameless. The link too. All right. So
Slacker.
So for those of you that aren't listening to this and can't just click on the site that says right there in front of you, it's going to be www.igg.me/AT/TRINITYSOM.
Trinity SOM.
Mark, that was such a feminine voice in the end there. Well done.
I know. What happened was I dropped the Slurpee
getting
between my legs. And it kind of no, it was the oil that Pam put on me the other day. You know?
There you go. Kicked in already, huh?
Oh, she put the pregnancy oil, right?
No. She put, I forget the name of the oil, but we were at the psychic fair this weekend. For those of you that showed up, thank you very much. For those that missed it, oh, well. No.
For those of you that missed it, come to our Bring a Friend event this Friday the store.
We have Bring a Friend.
12 to 9.
Mm-hmm. So Pam.
6617 Route 23 South, Hamburg, New Jersey.
There you go. So Pam, our essential oil friend here, put on a oil that was supposed to, now I'm going to say this slowly so it sinks in, regulate one's menstrual cycle.
Okay.
And
again,
to put it on Mark.
Yes. With a with the voice and the facial hair, I'll say it again. To
but did it work?
It did not work. You know why? Because the whole day, I felt bloated. I felt crabby. I had these cramps. Nothing was going right. I wanted to cry. I just wanted to eat all day long.
And you had no mind.
And I'm like, I had a horrible headache. And I said, Pam, this is horrible. This is doing horrible things to me. It is not working at all.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, I know.
But you're putting us in a negative state here. You're not really supposed to be doing that during the show.
Well, now I'm feeling happy.
Well, there you go.
Let me just interject here and say that essential oils work.
They do work. They're amazing.
They do work. So don't
yes, they do. They fixed my broken nose. They fixed my toothache.
I watched it. I watched the Panaway take the swelling off of
that
Jackie's
nose. That was ridiculous.
In a half an hour.
I should have put a, if I thought of it, I would have done a before and after.
It was awesome.
Now, I would have loved to have had Pam on here tonight talking about essential oils, because if anyone knows essential oils, Pam knows essential oils. But, like I said, scheduling, we'll have her on a different day for another time.
Yes.
So,
hopefully.
How are,
health and wellness.
Health and wellness. So, how are we feeling now? Have we upped our energy levels? Are we happy?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're
no,
all,
no,
we're,
yeah.
We're all,
I'm happy. We're all, I'm just saying I'm not happy.
Here's the issue. We're always a happy bunch. You guys had that Slurpee, each of you, an hour 15 minutes ago, you now, now you're ready to crash.
No way, man. I'm maintaining.
Oh, we, Mercedes and I have been laughing all day. My face hurts.
I've been hanging out with Jackie since like 1:32.
I've been smiling all evening, and now I'm happy.
Yeah, but you still have Slurpee left.
That's why I'm happy.
And believe it or not, there is no liquor in his Slurpee.
No,
nope.
None of them had liquor tonight.
None.
Zero. One big happy bunch.
It is.
Correct.
See what happens when I got to get you on the Slurpee kick.
Heck no.
Heck
no.
No.
No. Not now.
That was rough for me. I can't
not
do that
now.
Again.
We'll
I
do water
had
next
Slurpee
week.
In
like
years,
a kid
and
in the
now I know why.
Bring a what?
We'll all do water next week and be like a kid in the hall skit. With the one lady, she secretly switches everything to decaf in the office, and everyone just drag.
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe. All right. So, all right. Again, for those of you that have completely lost track, like we have, tonight...
They're like, get off the air.
Get off. Tonight, we've talked about touched on the laws of attraction, talked about meditation, talked about fragrances and
talk
aromatherapy.
Talked about your Slurpee and your menopause.
Talked about energy work, talked about massages, talked about diet and the effects of amounts of sugar on you. Whoops, sorry about that, I'm a diabetic. Talked about karma.
There she goes.
And again, we talked about laughing. And as you hear,
we have now gone above and beyond the show, ladies and gentlemen, from the Trinity Metaphysical Center. When it gets gross,
it was something he was eating.
Everybody, say bye.
PG.
That.
It was a tamale. It was a wrapper. They are absolutely delicious and disgusting. It'll be great. Oh, with the kids. I gotta pick it up. It was. It was pickled. It was.
You're having fun on this show, folks.
Never have fun. This is a joke.
I can't wait to see Jackie just a little bit after this show. She won't be able to stop laughing.
Wait till we get to the live.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Are you still there?
Hey, oh, yes. It's really exciting.
Your pictures are up there.
Yeah.
Have you been drinking wine the whole time?
Not at all. I've been intently listening.
Nice. I before me because honestly, that's why we actually kind of keep. They're kind of happy engine, but it's a happy engine.
I think they're trying to kick you off the air.
Trump. We got 30. Vera?
Yeah, you're fading in and out, so I don't even know if you can hear me. Hello?
All right, so. Remember. I'm